Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
BetRadio.com Sports. It is a Tuesday. We are proudly presented by the Bet River Sportsbook. We are proud and pleased to welcome back to the show for his first appearance in a couple of months here on You Better, You Bet, our buddy Eli Herskovich, who still operates as... Oh, Jesus. What is this?
Good to talk to you guys.
What is this camera view you got here? Like, why are you like, I feel like this is like the look, like if Eli's getting a blowjob, this is the view of the woman. Like, what is this here? Like, can we get you straight on?
POV? POV, YBYB?
I'm trying to adjust here.
Eli. Can we get like a straight on look at your face?
This is, I don't have your integrated webcam crap. I have my laptop camera that I'm trying to adjust here for a minute, and this is all I got, so this is what we're going with.
Okay, on the show. So people have asked me, like, oh, like, what happened to Eli on the show? I was like, well, you know, Eli works on Bet Sweats, but he still works with us. Eli and I, you know, talk every day, which is probably not fun for either of us, but that is still what happens here, so we're all still in communication. Eli, update the You Better You Bet audience on what's been going on with you. Great to have you back on the show. And, like, all the great work you guys are doing over at Bet Sweats, and you specifically at radio.com.
Yeah, it's been fun. So over the last couple months, we developed a new sports betting show, Bet Sweats, like Nick mentioned, with Joe Ostrowski, Ross Tucker, who you guys obviously know. Same kind of deal, similar guests talking about the latest in the NFL, college basketball. I can go on and on about all the sports that I'm sure you guys would love to hear me rattle off about. But it's exciting times with Radio.com and the sports betting space. Obviously, with BetQL being purchased by Radio.com, and so the brand of sports betting with our company is really growing of late.
And obviously, like, you know, we don't just have you on to hype shows and to talk about, you know, camera angles and stuff. Like, the reason we're having you on, and the reason why now is the good time to have you back on the show, is that, like, this is your shit. This is your favorite thing, like, in the entire world. Starting tomorrow, college basketball, there's like 90 games tomorrow, there's like 250 games over the next 5 days. Let's start here. Like, how prepared would you say you are to sort of like start betting and start thinking about these teams, maybe compared to like last year?
Yeah, I would say I'm just as prepared. You guys have been crushing it on the NFL, man. Nick, I tailed you on the Cam Akers anytime touchdown yesterday. That hit at plus 500, fucking awesome hit. So you guys have been killing it with your respective sports. I've been prepping a lot for college basketball here over the last month. And with futures, like, I know Ken and I, we were texting back and forth. No, Nick, I'm not going to ask what Ken makes the line for some of these games.
what do you make this game?
What do you make the line? But for me, I'm really looking at, again, like, longer shot futures. I've adjusted my futures a little bit here. Did you guys lose me? Are we back?
Yeah, we're here.
My connection said lost connection. Nick, I'm sorry. My internet said lost connection. It popped up right in front of me.
That is just so classic where, like, are you there? Yeah. Unfortunately,
your connection was tired of that answer. Let's move on to another question.
No, so just as ready. I have a couple futures, long shot futures in. I'm not looking at the lower tier futures. I'm not looking to go that route because we don't know what's going to happen with college basketball, and the same prices are probably going to be there, you know, if a team is absent for a couple weeks because of COVID off the schedule. So yeah, I'm in the same place, but I've adjusted my strategy a little bit, at least preseason.
Who's the best team in college basketball this season?
I think it's Gonzaga. And it was confirmed earlier today with Andrew Nembhard, the Florida transfer, deemed eligible. He got his waiver cleared earlier today, so he's going to be, I assume, playing in the Kansas game coming up on Thursday. I love this Gonzaga team. I know they lost a lot of their front court, but you bring back Kispert. Still a lot of depth in the backcourt, too. And you get Suggs, five-star freshman. I think the first five-star freshman that Gonzaga's had under Mark Few. This feels like a Gonzaga kind of year. So I would say the Zags, Villanova, close behind. But the Nembhard waiver and him getting cleared to play really confirmed that to me.
And, Gonzaga, obviously, early test. They play Kansas this weekend. That's one of the few markets that's actually like open everywhere and has been open for a couple of days, and Gonzaga's drawn interest, maybe because of Nembhard, maybe for some other reasons. I think they opened a little less than four, and now they're 4.5 in a couple of places. You love Gonzaga, you think they're the best team. Do you think that spread is accurate, or do you think there's still value on them in that game?
Yeah, I think there's a little bit of value on Zags -4.5. I don't know if I'll bet it myself just yet, but 3.5 was a bad line considering what Kansas lost. They lose Devon Dotson, they lose Doka Azubuike, their big man from last year, dominated Baylor in that game. Really the only game I was able to fade Baylor in. It wasn't really a fade, but was able to cash in on Baylor losing in that game with the Jayhawks. So it's tough to see, and it's going to be interesting to see how Kansas adjusts without arguably, a top five big in college basketball, if not maybe behind Luka Garza in that category last year, who I thought should have won College Basketball Player of the Year. And then, yes, Marcus Garrett developed his ball handling down the stretch for Kansas, but you lose your best playmaker in Devon Dotson and one of your better scorers too. So Kansas is going to have to adjust in that aspect. I know they always bring in a top 10 class, but you lose your primary ball handler, even though Garrett has developed in that respect, and then you're losing one of the best bigs in college basketball. So I think 4.5 is, there's still a little bit of value there, but definitely 3.5 is a bad line.
What are you doing with the Baylor Bears season wide this year? Because everyone loves Scott, even though maybe COVID doesn't love Scott Drew, but I feel like a lot of people love Scott Drew and Baylor.
Yeah, this is, I don't want to, you are, maybe you guys don't miss this word and me saying the word regression, but I promise you this time it makes sense. It's taken about a year for it to make sense. So they lose Freddie Gillespie, who graduated. Tristan Clark decides to call it quits with basketball. He's had so many foot injuries in his three or four seasons with Baylor. So you're losing a couple big pieces in terms of their rebounding department going back to last season. And Baylor was one of the best offensive rebounding teams in college basketball last year, especially Freddie Gillespie, who had like a top 10 offensive rebounding rate. The amount of second chance opportunities Baylor had when I faded them, when I bet against him, whatever you want to call it, last season was absurd. And I would have loved to see them get lay 6.5 against Arizona State if that game had been played in the Mohegan Sun with both teams, or at least Baylor withdrawing, and Arizona State's going to play Rhode Island tomorrow. So in terms of Baylor overall, I think you're going to see them depreciate a little bit. And maybe the market will still take some time to adjust because of, again, offensive rebounding was such a key for that team last season, creating second chance opportunities. Now they don't have as many bigs to do that. And I think success-wise, they'll take a dip.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
So we've talked about Gonzaga, we've talked about Kansas a little bit, we've talked about Baylor. We had John Rothstein on the show yesterday, as you know, Eli, obviously. And once he said two things about the Big 12 that are interesting. One is he thought kind of 1-4, that's probably the best conference in college basketball. He also thought West Virginia was kind of sneaky under the radar. And he said basically he had heard Huggins and others basically say this might be the best team Huggins has had in a really long time. How do you kind of have the rest of the Big 12? And you can throw Baylor and Kansas in there, too. Like, what is kind of your projected order at the end of the year and who maybe might be the highest rated team of those four when we get to March?
Sure. I think West Virginia is the best team in the conference. I completely agree with what John Rothstein had to say yesterday. I actually wrote this in my piece that's up on radio.com in terms of my college basketball futures. I would love to get a little bit more value in West Virginia. They're sitting at, I think, 20-1 at Bet Rivers, but they have two of the best bigs in college basketball in Shibway and Culver. Yes, they turned the ball over a lot last season, but they had a top five adjusted defensive efficiency in college basketball last year, and I think that definitely carries over. Definitely the best team that Huggins has had. I know that 2010 team that made it to the Final Four beat Kentucky in the Elite Eight that season with, like, I think it was their point guard had a broken elbow or maybe their starter was out. I love that West Virginia team. I think this one's even better with their front court with Culver and Shibuya developing. That's where I think maybe at least the newer college basketball bettors, because when you go from season to season, when you're betting on the NFL or the NBA, guys are going to develop. But in college basketball, obviously, there's a much bigger development stage from your freshman to sophomore season or sophomore to junior season. I think that remains the same with Shibuya and Culver. So I love the outlook for West Virginia. Texas Tech is interesting too. I don't know what to do with them yet, and that's why I'm probably going to hold off on betting on them. They play Houston on Sunday. They get McClung from Georgetown. I don't really know what to make of the fit there in Beard's offense because he's such a chucker. And I don't know if he's going to commit defensively, but they do get Burton from Wichita State. He just got his waiver cleared. Everybody seems to getting their waiver cleared about a week before college basketball starts. So Texas Tech is kind of on the middle ground for me in terms of buying them. They're at around 30-1 in the futures market. Texas, Tyler and I were talking about them on our college basketball podcast, and I was thinking about this earlier today.
Promote
50-1. Tom Casale from radio.com sports, the managing editor of sports betting with us and myself. We did a college basketball pod about a month ago. And it's still up for you to consume about a day before the season. And we were talking about the Longhorns. Tyler did a great job of bringing them up. And they get Greg Brown, the five-star. They're bringing back all their entire roster from last season. If they start out slow at all, like maybe some people might say, okay, it's more of a buy low point on the Longhorns. But maybe they take a two-week absence from the season because of COVID. Maybe Greg Brown decides to quit on the season. He's getting paid to go there. There's no question about that. It might seem obvious to people that a lot of these guys are getting paid to play college basketball at their five stars. But without a doubt, Greg Brown is. And you wonder how it's going to affect him if Texas struggles at all. Like, they were on the fringe of making the NCAA tournament last season. I know defensively they were one of the best in college basketball at the tail end, but offensively they weren't. And how much of a jump do you think those guys are going to make in terms of Matt Coleman and Thebris and some of their other offensive pieces? So I'm bullish-ish on Texas, but it depends on, again, if they struggle early on, it's tough. It's going to be tough to see what happens. Interesting to see what happens with Greg Brown. Again, a freshman that means a lot to them. And maybe he quits on the season. We've seen that in college football a little bit over the first, month or so.
Have you ever or will you ever masturbate listening to John Rothstein talk about college basketball?
I lost you for a second here, guys. We're having a connect. Can you repeat the question?
Wait, Nick, do you think that was serious or not? Do you think he actually?
No, I was listening. I swear I was listening. I had the freeze at the wrong time, and I knew you were going to call me out for it. So can you please repeat the question?
Maybe it was the right time.
All right, yes. All right, so basically you were basically as much as someone can slobber on social media, we're slobbering over John Rothstein coming on You Better You Bet on Monday night. Have you ever or will you ever masturbate listening to John Rothstein break down college basketball?
How did I know this is going to be one of your questions? Tyler must have put it on the rundown.
Oh, sorry, I lost your connection again. Sorry, I lost
that. I love the fact that Eli thinks that I needed Tyler or anyone to feed that question to me.
I'm just fucking around. No, the answer is no.
But in all seriousness, though, like, your heart was a flutter, though, with John Rothstein coming on radio.com sports. Like, that was, you were much more excited than, like, for the average guest when John Rothstein came on last night. Anyway, multiple tweets, they got the goat emoji for you. Like, you love John Rothstein.
Big fan. Tyler and I are big fans. He responded to my text, like,
Why do you have to bring Tyler into this? Why can't it just be you? I don't think Tyler wants to be involved in this.
But I am a big Jack Rosti fan. He responded to my text like instantaneously. He retweeted the "You Better You Bet" tweet within 5 seconds. The guy is a true machine. You have to love the work ethic.
Oh, man. That was phenomenal. I still remember you were like, oh, he's never been like that for any other guest. I remember when we had Van Pelt on and Eli's on with us on the break. And the phone rings and Eli goes, the phone is ringing! Like when Van Pelt was calling in. And I was like, I remember I had to be like, can we all just please be professional for like 15 seconds? Can that please happen? So maybe A1 Van Pelt, A2 John Rothstein. Eli, there's like, I looked at this board for tomorrow and I looked at the board for Friday and like, I don't know any of these teams and there's like 50 games canceled already. Is there anything like, I'm guessing you've scanned at least like the bigger games that have gone on that are going to go on the next couple days. Is there anything that stands out to you like tomorrow, Thursday, Friday, in terms of the bigger games where you really like a side that's available right now?
Yeah, I mean, there really aren't a ton of big games tomorrow night. You got San Diego State, UCLA, top 25 team. But again, that's a team kind of similar to Texas. They got hot down the stretch. How much of that carries over into this season? A little lucky, too, down the stretch if you go back to the Arizona game and the Arizona State game, a couple late wins. So I like UCLA. I think San Diego State is a little overvalued in the market after losing Malachi Flynn and Fegan. The line's probably a little bit short at 3.5, but not short enough for me to bet it. The bet I do have in right now, and this is available currently at Bet Rivers. I got it at 7, but happy to give it out and bet it down. Tell people to bet it down to Drake +5. It's sitting at +5.5 at Bet Rivers. But in case anybody listens to this tomorrow, it's down to 5. Totally cool with you betting Drake +5. Kansas State lost a lot going back to last season. They lost Diarra going to Virginia Tech. He was their ball handler and one of the better, I mean, could shoot really, but still a solid point guard across college basketball. And they lose May Ween, who was a pretty solid defensive big and an interior presence for them, also a mid-range jump shot. And Sneed is probably, Xavier Sneed, the biggest impact piece that they lost going back to last season, the senior, could defend on the perimeter. And this is a Drake team going into tomorrow that could chuck it and brings back a lot of their starting rotation, including Penn, who had the 10th highest assist rate in college basketball. I think Drake is able to space the floor. 7 was way too high. I think getting this above a possession and at +5.5 is still pretty good value for a Drake team that's sitting +200 on the money line. And I'll probably sprinkle. I think Drake has a shot to win this one outright. A lot of these dogs across mid-majors, I think they're going to be a little undervalued, especially with Drake against a K-State team that I don't think is going to be very competitive for its second straight season.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Eli, give us a future, something that you're eyeing here. I know you said you're not looking at a lot of long shots because your strategy has changed given the COVID situation here, but give us something that's slightly off the radar, or maybe way off the radar that you're looking at here. If it's a play, a lean, a thought, give us something here that may be a little off the beaten path as you handicap this college basketball season.
Yeah, I have 2, and probably by now I would have 3 or 4. I didn't even bet in the offseason, or at least until August, because I didn't know if we were going to have college basketball. The 2 futures I have in are Alabama at 80-1. I love everything they brought back. John Petty, I think, is going to take a big step up in the scoring department. And you get one of the most impact transfers that not a lot of people are talking about in Jordan Bruner from Yale. Alabama was missing rim protection big time going back to last season. And I mentioned rebounding with Baylor. Alabama was awful on the defensive glass last season. Bruner had a top 50 defensive rebounding rate. If they could clean that side of the ball up, and again, they're bringing a lot back, all except their starting point guard from last season, and they're replacing him with Javon Quinterly, a 5-star going back to when he committed to Villanova. He transferred, sat out last season, and practiced in 8-0 system. I think Bama has a shot to win the SEC or at least finish top 2 or 3, and at 80-1, I think that there's a lot of value in that number for Bama to get maybe a 4 or 5 seed. And I think they can make a run again with Shackelford coming back. You have Petty and Bruner. And the question mark is Quinterly. The biggest variable is Quinterly. But I expect him to excel in the 8-0 system, who I think is going to see a lot of praise this season in terms of the up-and-coming coaches in college basketball. And then my other futures bet is Boise State sitting at 300-1 at Bet Rivers. This is this season's San Diego State, and they come from the same conference. I mentioned with the Aztecs losing Malachi Flynn and Utah State losing Sam Merrill, who hit that big shot to win the Mountain West Conference Tournament for Utah State. Boise State is getting some high major transfers, and Emmanuel Aycott is the biggest one. He's a 6'8", like wing, I guess you could say, a little bit of a forward that can handle the ball. There are reports, I'm talking to a lot of reporters on Boise State, that are saying he might play point guard this season. And when you talk about big lineups, like if this Boise State roster comes to fruition, it reminds me of the Loyola Chicago roster that made the Final Four. Now, I know it's all about the bid that you get and where you're at in the in what, depending on the region, depending on the matchups in March Madness. But Loyola Chicago, a mid-major team that had a lot of size at the guard position, and that's tough to defend, especially when you can attack the basket and you could space the floor. Boise State could do just that. They have an NBA player on their roster too. So I'm not even going to name the name because Nick hates when I do that. But I really like Boise State at 300-1 to win the Mountain West and make a run in March. And I think that futures bet is very valuable.
All right, Eli, I'm going to avoid here, just for your sake, we won't talk about, like, the dating app shit that our buddy Joe O was tweeting about. We can leave that on the cutting room floor, so we'll let you off easier. Maybe we can dive into your dating life the next time you come on.
You can ask!
Yeah, you know, it's already 8 o'clock, and that's going to take us in a bad direction here. So, in lieu of that, let's talk a little Thanksgiving here. Eli, what is your favorite Thanksgiving food dish?
Probably pumpkin pie. I would have to go with pumpkin pie. I know it's a dessert, and I know it's not your standard dish. I mean, turkey, but who the fuck wants to say turkey is their favorite Thanksgiving dish? So I thought
you were going to say turkey. So I'm actually pleased that you didn't. I would have been like minus 150. Eli's answer is turkey.
Wow.
So what was nice. Pumpkin pie? Like plus 120?
Well, no, if we were like in the dessert field, I thought you were going to say turkey. And then if not, it would have been like the most, like what would be the most generic answer outside of turkey? Like stuffing? I would have said stuffing would be
probably, yeah. Like cranberry sauce maybe or something. Yeah.
Mom, stuffing is all right. Nothing to write home about. So yeah, I got to go to the dessert.
All right. Shout out to Mama Herskovich. Okay. Yes. Ken, you have anything left for Eli or are we done?
I think we could be done. Maybe we just, maybe this becomes, you know, we have you on. Let's go through the holidays a little bit, right? Let's all take a little off time. But when we get into the kind of like, if college basketball still exists in 2 or 3 months, you know, maybe we can compare some more notes and I can have my ratings. We can have some, Eli can ask me what I make the number on a game, which will annoy Nick to
great.
Death.
Yeah. Just make sure I'm not on this. Make sure I'm not on the show when that happens.
when you take some Fridays off in January, in fact, after the Super Bowl, when you take a couple Fridays off, we'll have Eli on. It'll be a lot of fun.
Oh, no, I'm not taking them off there. I'm contractually off. There's no, I'm not taking off.
I loved watching me talk, and I could tell, like, if we had like an hour here, Nick would just be like throwing shit at me left and right. I could just see his facial expression,
Eli, I'm burnt the fuck out, man. I would have brought you on at 6 o'clock to talk for 4 hours. What time are we on? 4? Yeah, I would have brought you on at 4 o'clock.
You know,
seeing your fucking face takes me back, in this fucking box here, takes me back to 6 to 10.
You want to see a quick shot of the backs, man?
Sure, yeah, let's see the backs, man.
Yeah.
We got him.
Oh, the backs, man. Backs, man.
Backs. Oh.
Backs,
I was a little concerned the Bax man wasn't responding. I'm happy that Bax man
is like Bax, anybody? Bax, are you there, buddy?
Bax, gotta go.
Stay with me, Bax. Just beep.
That's a morning. Such an asshole.
All right, Eli, before we let you get. Oh, so I will say, so for the people that don't know, Eli still, and I shout Eli out at the end of every show. I don't do that because I like him, although I do. Because he still does help us out a lot with You Better You Bet, helps me out a lot specifically with a lot of the stuff that I do. Even though, Eli, you write this fucking copy for these sports betting minutes that I do sometimes where I look at it and I'm like, I don't know what the fuck I'm supposed to do with this. It's like someone ate a bunch of trends and vomited them onto a sheet. And I have to fucking
We have 35 seconds to fill. Sometimes it's early in the week and there's not a lot of news. There's no sharp action on the game. So guess what? Pile it on with the trends.
Oh, I know. I'm aware. Oh, yeah. But you do a great job with that. And also, Eli has been a major advocate, not just a college basketball advocate, but an advocate for us to get some rest, which in all sincerity, is greatly appreciated. Before we let you get out of here and we end the show, tell the people all about BetSweats and BetQL and the great shit that people that are listening here know about You Better You Bet. Tell them about everything that you and Tyler and Mitch and Bill and Dylan and everybody, what you guys are doing, right? Jake with, and hopefully I didn't leave anyone out, with Radio.com Sports on the sports betting side.
I think Tom Casale would be the person. But that's okay.
I just said the show started at 6. I said earlier the Chiefs are playing the Patriots this weekend. I got nothing, man. Sorry.
I got to tell you, but I listen every day to you guys, and you're fucking winning me a lot of money on the NFL. So that's all I could ask for. But, yeah, BetSweats 10 to noon Eastern on the Radio.com app and Radio.com. I don't really feel like getting the spiel because I'm fucking tired, so I'm not going to break it down too much more. Cool stuff, though. On Saturday, I got thrown into working on Saturday morning, filling in for Joe on the Score for an hour from 8 to 9. We're going to promote
that's
the
cool.
shit out of Beck.
Yeah,
it'll be fun. Thanks, man. I mean, I would, you know, wouldn't mind having to. A day off, but Tom Casale's
gonna. No, but dude, to be on the Score, like that's you have to say yes to that. That's not even like a question.
Right. Yeah, no, 100%. It's like you with the fan. It's pretty cool. I hosted one show there, so yeah, gonna be hosting from 8 to 9 a.m. Central, so 9 to 10 Eastern on the Score in Chicago on Saturday. Tom Casale, managing editor of Sports Betting, is gonna hop on. We'll break down the latest trends and everything that's going into the BetQL data for college football and the NFL for the weekend. And if you haven't checked out BetQL.com, I think it's like, what, Costos is the promo code for a 15% off discount on BetQL. So go check that out. I'm promoting you more than I am, but more than I am myself. But that's the way it goes these days.
So, or any day.
It's true.
Hey, Eli, good stuff, buddy. Happy Thanksgiving to you and the family. Stay safe. Great job. Good luck with Drake and the rest of the bets. And we look forward to talking to you again here soon on You Better You Bet. And
yeah, I mean, rumor has it you guys will be on for a fifth hour starting next week. So see
great.
Ya.
Yeah, you'll be hosting it. You and Ken can talk about Rancho Cucamonga State against fucking, you know, Dixie. What was that? Santa Fe, Dixie
State,
fucking
Tarleton State Wildcats. Yeah, love those guys. Yeah,
that's all you guys. All right, bye.
I like Cucamonga. Minus 5.
Rancho, yeah, give me the Cucamongs. Love
give me the Cooks.
Cooks. Cooks.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.